want to say a word of thanks to fellows who run the press room at the Polo Ground. The finest crew you'll never find, and Bill Boylan, Lou Napoli, and Ralph Sharper. Tracy Stallard's pitch is inside for a ball. Mets again have to play the infield in with only one man out here and runners at second and third. And the pitch is high for a ball. Stallard again looks for his sign. Humps and pitches. Breaking ball, it's on the outside corner for a call strike. 2-1. Swinging a foul ball, back and out of play. The count is even now, 2-2. Sign again. And a 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball off the outside corner. Runs the count full now to pitcher Dick Farrell. And again, Stallard. Pumps and pitches. Payoff pitch. Fired in for a call. Strike three. He caught Farrell looking that time as he guessed with him and guessed wrong. So it's the first strikeout for Stallard. Two away. And Joe Morgan's coming up. Nothing for 2-1. We'd like to acknowledge the visiting clubhouse man at the Polo Grounds, Mickey Rendine, Nurse Ruth Harden, Howard Smith, and his Western Union operators. Pitches inside to Morgan. Photographer Louis Rakina, Joe Bariskell, Dick Collins in the press box. Bat boys and ball boys, Harvey Kamnitzer for the Mets, Glenn Wines for the visiting team, ball boy Tom O'Connell. Pitches in there for a call strike. 1-1 to Joe Morgan at the plate. He's a left-hand batter. Stallard's pitch, swung on and fouled up the right field line out of play. Runs the count to 1-2. We want to acknowledge Pete Mustachio and the accounting department. So from all of us on the radio and television crew of the New York Mets, our sincere thanks for all your help during a season which began with exhibition play on March 9th and is ending here this afternoon in Houston, Texas. Pitch is inside and low for a ball. It's 2-2. We hope to begin another and better season next March, again in Florida. Here's the pitch low for a ball. It's 3-2. The Colt 45s are leading here by a score of 9-4. And here's a payoff pitch. Outside, he walked him. So Joe Morgan goes to first. The bases are loaded. Jim Wynn is coming up. He is the eighth man to come up here in the fifth inning for the Colt 45. They sent up 10 men in the fourth inning. Now Stallard with the pitch. And it's fired high for a ball. Jim Wynn, that's number three in the batting order of the Colt 45. 1-3, single and drove in a run in the bottom of the fourth. Again, Stallard is set. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up, foul, into the stands and out of play. Off to the right side. Johnny Bateman is the base runner at third. Bob Lillis is at second, and Joe Morgan is at first. Now the pitch, and it's outside for ball. 2-1. Base is loaded. Two men out. Salad with the 2-1 pitch. And it's outside for a ball. 3-1. Wynn has looked down to Lumhair to see if he's taking on 3-1. Not. He swings and misses. It's 3-2 now. So with two men out, the carousel will be spinning. Runners moving on the pitch. Bases loaded. Salad takes a moment to go to the rosin bag. Colt 45's 9, the Mets 4, and we're in the bottom half of the fifth. Runners go, and here's the pitch outside. He walks in. That forces in a run. Bateman crosses the plate, and you give Wynn a run batted in for drawing the walk with the bases loaded. It is the first time Houston has scored as many as 10 runs in a game all season long. The Houston Colt 45 reaching the high water mark in runs scored here on the final day of the season.
Here this is
Chris Canizero is the catcher for the New York Mets, and Rusty Staub is coming up. Rusty Staub is coming up. He is the 10th man to come up here. Here is a pitch low for ball. Check it, he's the 9th man to come up here in the 5th inning. A little scorecard trouble here in the 4th and 5th. The scorecard wasn't designed for this sort of thing. Salad again into the motion, and the pitch swung on and foul back out of play. It's 1-1. The Met battery is Salad pitching and Canizero catching.
That is the highest run total of the season for Houston. 10 runs, the most Houston scored in any game this season.
Salad again looks for the sign. The bases are still loaded with the cleanup man at the plate, and the pitch is high for a ball. Colt 45's got 5 runs in the 4th inning, and so far they have 3 runs here in the 5th inning. Lillis, Morgan, and Wynn are the men on base. Swing and a foul ball off to the right side and out of play. Count is 2-2. Number of the ball players on both teams had made tentative plans to catch early planes out of Houston today for their respective homes, and you begin to look as though they can forget it. Here's a pitch inside and low for a ball. So again, the count has gone 3-2. Again, runners will be moving on the pitch. Ballard working off the stretch, and it's low again. He walks in a run. He has walked Rusty Staub with the bases loaded. Bob Lillis crosses the plate. Colt 45's lead 11-4. Bases still loaded, and Bob Aspamonte coming up. He is the 10th man to come up in this inning for the Colt 45.
45, third baseman number 14, Bob Aspamonte.
Grover Powell is up and throwing in the bullpen for the New York Mets. Here's a pitch swung on loose in the right field. Greenfield is coming out and makes the catch for the out that retires the side. Aspamonte going out to Greenfield in right. But in the bottom half of the fifth inning, Colt 45's got 4 runs, 3 hits, 1 error, and 3 left. And the score at the end of 5 full innings of play is the Colt 45's 11, the New York Mets 4, and now a word from Cool Cigarettes.
Your cigarette's not tasting cool enough unless you're smoking Cool. You're not smoking cool enough till you come up to Cool.
What kind of cigarette do you smoke? Plain, filter, or one of those new menthols? makes no difference. You're not smoking cool enough till you come up to Cool. Only Cool gives you rich, mellow tobaccos and extra coolness you draw free and easy through Cool's pure white filter. That refreshing extra coolness you feel in your throat.
Cool's menthol magic, brightens taste,
refreshing all day through.
Feel extra coolness in your throat as Cool comes through for you.
You'll be smoking Cool, Cool all the time when you come up to Cool.
Cool, Filter Kings with the pure white filter.
At Colt Stadium in Houston, Texas, this is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner, and we're going to the top half of the sixth inning. Chris Cannizzaro is up for the Mets. This is his first time up in this game. He's a right-hand batter. Facing Dick Farrell. Working in relief.
Chris Cannizzaro.
Chico Fernandez swinging a bat on deck. Here's a pitch swung on, popped up to the right side. Rusty Stubb tiptoes to the infield grass and makes a one-hand catch. To play that wind carefully, but Cannizzaro has popped out. Here is Fernandez batting for Moran. Fernandez is a right-hand batter coming up here in the top of the sixth with one man out and nobody on base. And the pitch is swung on and popped up in foul territory. Bateman moves over and makes the catch. Frank Thomas is in the on-deck circle to bat for Tracy Stallard. Perhaps you heard a PA announcement saying Fernandez is batting for Stallard. That wasn't quite right. He was batting for Moran. There's a correction. Two away, and now this is Thomas batting for Stallard. The official paid attendance here for the final game of the season, 3,899. Total in the ballpark, 5,409. Total paid attendance for the Colt 45s for the season, 719,502. 719,502, the Houston total paid for the season. The pitch to Thomas is low and away for a ball. Stallard is out of the ball game. Here's a swing and ball hit in the air to right center, and it's taken by center fielder Ivan Morrell, so that the side is out in order here in the top of the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. And the score at the end of five and a half innings is the Colt 45s 11 and the New York Mets 4. For the New York Mets, Grover Powell is the pitcher. Chico Fernandez is the shortstop. Fernandez will bat eighth and Powell will bat ninth if you're keeping a scorecard. In San Francisco, the Giants have defeated the Pittsburgh Pirates by a score of 4-2. The San Francisco Giants, on the final day of the season, have clinched third place. So the order of finish in the National League, the Los Angeles Dodgers have won the pennant. The St. Louis Cardinals have finished second. The San Francisco Giants have finished third. Now here is Grover Powell's first pitch to Ivan Morrell, and it is fouled out to the right side, out of play for strike one. Again, a pitch that is fouled off for strike two. Larry Bonnard is the pitcher of record for the Mets. Jim Umbreit's the pitcher of record in this game for the Colts 45. There's a pitch swung on and missed for strike three. So, Grover Powell opens up with a strikeout here. Smokers, now's the time to come up to Cool and feel that extra coolness in your throat. Here's a young man, John Pashorek, making his major league debut today, and he walked, he singled a drive in two runs, and he singled a drive in one run. He has scored three himself. Grover Powell with the pitch. Pashorek swings and misses. He's a right-hand batter. Cincinnati Reds and the St. Louis Cardinals are playing in the bottom half of the 11th inning. Tied 2-2. Bill Henry working against Ron Taylor, both in relief. That's Powell's fastball, but low. It's 1-1. The Phils are leading the Dodgers in the top half of the ninth inning, 2-1. That pitch is high. Drysdale started for the Dodgers today, left at the end of five innings, leading 1-0, but then Pete Rickard came on and gave up a home run to Bobby Wine in the seventh. In that inning, the Phils got a total of two runs. Now Miller has come on in the eighth. Bob Miller. Here's a pitch low. It's 3-1. Art Mahaffey started for the Phillies. Jack Balchin in the fifth. Chris Short in the sixth. So Don Drysdale, no matter what happens, cannot be the winning pitcher. He's won 19 games for the season. Here's a pitch swung on, and it is in the air in foul territory to the right side. Canizero goes as far as he can go, and the wind helps this one into the stands and out of play. Right here, the Colt 45s are leading the Mets by a score of 11-4 on the final day of the season. Grover Powell waiting until Chris Canizero is set behind the plate. And a payoff pitch, low, and he walked him. Shorick goes to first, and Johnny Bateman comes up. He is tripled to drive in two runs, single to drive in one, and walk. Bateman has scored two runs in
seven. John Bateman.
Shorick leads at first. The Mets left-hander, Grover Powell's pitch is low, off the glove of Canizero, comes on by, and moving to second base is John Shorick. Scored as a wild pitch. Powell's working off the stretch. Pitch swung on, hit on the ground to third. Taken by Jim Hickman, he guns to first in time. No advance by the runner at second. Now it'll be shortstop Bob Lillis coming up. Two men out. Shorick at second. Houston 11, the New York Mets 4. The pitch is high for a ball. Now checks and deals. Pitch is swung on, loops into center field for a base hit. Shorick on third, he's coming home. Carmel overruns the ball. It's by him. Lillis on his way to second. Lillis on his way to third. Carmel up with the ball to throw to third. Lillis slides in safely. The ball gets by Hickman, is backed up by Grover Powell. A single for Lillis, a run batted in, and a two-base error charged against Carmel in center field. The Colt 45, with 12 runs in this game, have reached their season's high. They lead 12-4.
Number 13, Dick Farrell.
Dick Farrell is coming up. Two men out, a runner at third. Grover Powell with the pitch, and it swung on and missed by Farrell. It's strike one. Farrell cannot be, or as things now stand, will not be the winning pitcher in this ballgame. Umbright is pitcher of record. Here's a swing to foul ball down the right field corner and out of play. Colt 45 is leading by a score of 12-4. There's a swing and a ground ball knocked down by Powell. Chases it back up with it, throws on in time, and retires Dick Farrell. The bottom of the sixth, the Colt 45's got one run, one hit, one error, two walks, one left. And the score at the end of six full innings is the Colt 45's 12 and the New York Mets 4. Well, some of the New York Mets and some of the personnel connected with the New York Mets have been busy recently in preparing a film called Let's Go Mets, which will be a story of the New York Mets baseball organization, and it'll be available for distribution to organizations this winter. The film will be ready about November 15th. So if you'd like to have this film called Let's Go Mets for showing at your organization, please request it at least 3 weeks in advance. Just write to Mets Film Department, Polo Grounds, New York, 39, New York. That's Mets Film Department, Polo Grounds, New York, 39, New York, if you'd like to get Let's Go Mets for showing to your organization. We'll be going now to the seventh inning, and Ralph Kiner will be coming in here to take you the rest of the way to close out the season on radio. But first, we pause for station identification.
This is WGY, Schenectady, 810 on your dial, where the time is 6:31 and a half, and the temperature 50 degrees.
Right.
Ralph Kiner along with Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy from Colt Stadium in Houston, Texas. The Colts lead 12-4, and Eddie Cranville will come to bat as he leads off here in the seventh. The pitcher is Turk Farrell, and the first pitch is popped up high in the air by the pitcher's mound. Bob Aspermonte calling for the ball. He makes the catch in front of the mound for the out. So Eddie Cranville, who had 1-for-3, now is 0-1-for-4. One out in the seventh inning, and the batter will be Duke Carmel. Duke has struck out twice and walked. His walk coming against Turk Farrell, the third pitcher used by the Colts 45s in this ball game. Carmelo, left-hand batter, and his first pitch is a fastball, a swing and a miss, strike one. Farrell came in the game in the fifth inning. So far, he has given up one hit. He's allowed no runs. And there's the ball hit into center field. Moving over is Ivan Morrell, and he makes the call, and he makes the catch. Out number two. And now the batter, Ron Hunt. Ron has the only hit of the ballgame off Turk Farrell. He doubled with Duke Carmel on first base in the fifth inning. His first time up, he was hit by a pitch ball. His second time up, he grounded into a double play, so he is 1-for-2. Ron has hit safely in 13 of his last 14 ballgames. I'm closing out a fine year, his first year in baseball, and he hits the first pitch right through the middle, a base hit into center field. Ron rounds at first base and holds there, and Ron now has the two hits given up by Turk Farrell. The Mets with a total of 8 base hits in the ball game to go with their 4 runs. The Colt 45s have 12 hits to go with their 12 runs. That will bring up Tim Harkness. Harkness has 102 times up. He also has walked. Tim, a left-hand batter, hits the first pitch down to the second baseman, Joe Morgan. He digs it out and throws him out to retire the side. In the inning for the Mets, no runs, one hit, no errors, one man left on base. And the score at the end of 6.5 innings, the Colt 45s 12, the New York Mets 4. Now here's a familiar song with an up-to-the-minute beat.
My beer is Rango, the dry beer. Think of Rango whenever you buy beer. It's not bitter, not sweet. It's a dry flavor treat. Won't you try extra dry Rheingold beer? It's not bitter, not sweet. It's a dry flavor treat. Won't you try extra dry Rheingold beer?
Moving to the bottom half of the seventh, Joe Morgan, the first man up for the Colt 45, the left-hand batter, and Grover Powell in his second, and he misses with his first pitch, low ball one. Colts lead 12-4. Powell worked in the sixth inning. He was charged with one run on one hit. Now the next pitch back to the plate popped up in foul territory. Chris Canizero comes back. The ball drops in the playing field. He can't get to it. Strike one. One ball, one strike. Colts had the lead 2-0 at the end of two. The Mets scored a run in the top of the third to cut the lead to 2-1. And the Mets took the lead with 3 runs in the top of the fourth, 4-2. They saw it go away when Houston scored 5 runs in the bottom half of the fourth to take the lead 7-4. Now they pitch back to the plate, outside, ball two. After that, the Colts scored 4 runs in the fifth, 1 run in the sixth. They now lead 12-4. Grover Powell back at 2-1, and there's a ball hit foul on the first base side. Count evens out at 2-2. Mets have used 4 pitchers. Larry Bernard went 3. Ed Fulton went 1. Tracy Stoddard went 2/3. Grover Powell now working the second. Pitch back is high. Ball 3 now. Full count to Joe Morgan. Morgan looking for a base hit. Outside the pitcher, he's the only man in the lineup without a base hit. Now he hits the next pitch foul. So the count stays at 3-2. Colts lead 12-4. Bottom half the seventh inning. Here's the windup and the pitch. High for ball 4, and Morgan walks to first base. Ninth walk issued by the Met pitchers in this ball game. The second one by Grover Powell. It brings up Jim Wynn. Wynn has singled and three times up. He also walked with the bases loaded to drive in a run, force in a run, and he has two RBIs in the game. First pitch to the right-hand batter, strike at the knees. Wynn batting 243. Pitch back, a called strike, strike two. No balls and two strikes. Now Powell sets, and his next pitch, a curveball, is high. One ball, two strikes. Joe Morgan at first base not being held on by Tim Harkness. Mets have an infield of Harkness, Hunt, Fernandez, and Hickman. Powell now at 1-2, and the ball is fouled out of play. In the outfield, the Mets have Joe Hicks in left field, Duke Carmel in center, Ed Cranepool in right. The catcher is Chris Canizero. Once again, one ball, two strikes, and the pitch. Curveball too high, ball two. Two balls and two strikes. And Powell misses once again. Low this time. Full count of 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Powell sets. Joe Morgan at first base. He goes. The pitch is low and outside, ball four. So two walks in a row, and the Colts have runners at first and second base with no one out. And the batter is Rusty Staub. Colts now have 10 walks in the ball game.
The first baseman, Rusty Staub.
Rusty has walked once to force in a run, and he has singled in three times up. Batting at 224, left-hand batter. And Powell gets a fastball in there, which is fouled back on the screen, strike one. Galen Sisco warming up in the bullpen for the Mets. He's being warmed up by pitcher Jay Hook. Casey Stengel, who was in the bullpen, now coming back to the dugout. Next pitch to Staub is hit on the ground down to Hunt. A chance for two. Over to Fernandez in time. The throw to first base is high, and the double play is not pulled off. Force play at second base. On the play, Joe Morgan moves over to third base. So Wynn exchanging with Rusty Staub at first base. One man out for the Mets in this inning, and the batter coming up is Bob Aspromonte. Bob has walked, singled, tripled, and lined out to right in his four appearances. He has scored three runs. And he's batting 211. Aspromonte has been tough against the Mets all year. They lead 12-4. Here's a ball hit down to the shortstop, Fernandez. He picks it up, throws to Hunt, covering the second base. The return throw to first base is not in time for the double play. And scoring on the play from third base, Joe Morgan. So the Colt 45s add one more run to their total. They now lead 13-4 with two men out. The batter is Ivan Morrell. Ivan has one hit and four times up. And the first pitch is a swing and a miss, strike one. In Philadelphia, with their win, will finish up fourth if Cincinnati loses to St. Louis. That game in the 11th inning. Next pitch is low, ball one. One ball, one strike. The batter is Ivan Morrell. And he hits the next pitch on down to Fernandez at short. He takes the easy way, going to Hunt covering at second base for the force play to retire the side. In the inning, the Colts score one run with no base hits. There were no errors, two walks, one man left on. And the score at the end of seven, Houston 13, the Mets 4. And to check the scores Around now, let's take a look. Philadelphia 3, Los Angeles 1. The winning pitcher was Short. The losing pitcher, Rickard, line a home run in the seventh with no one on. Dodgers finishing with 99 victories this year. Milwaukee shut out Chicago 2-0. Warren Spahn, the winner, his 23rd win against 7 losses. His 62nd shutout in his career and his 7th this year. A home run by Henry Aaron, his 44th to tie Willie McCovey for the National League lead. San Francisco 4, Pittsburgh 2. The winning pitcher is Sanford. The losing pitcher is Sis. San Francisco, by winning, clinched 3rd place in the National League. Felipe Lou and Cometti had home runs. At the end of 12, it's 2-2. Cincinnati against St. Louis. Cincinnati has a chance to tie for 4th if they can win that ball game. Jay now pitching for the Reds against Ernie Broglio. The American League, Los Angeles at Boston postponed rain. Cleveland defeated Kansas City 2-1. Minnesota at New York postponed rain. Washington defeated Chicago 9-2. Detroit knocked off Baltimore 7-3. In football, the Giants defeated Philadelphia 37-14. Cleveland knocked off the Rams 20-6. Washington Redskins defeated Dallas 21-17. Pittsburgh defeated St. Louis 23-10. And Chicago defeated Detroit 37-21. Now we have a new pitcher in the ball game. It's Jim Dixon in the game. His record 0-1. His first pitch is outside, ball one. Also, football scores: Green Bay 31, Baltimore 20, Minnesota 45, San Francisco 14. And the next pitch back to Jim Hickman is popped up by the pitcher's mound. Coming in now is Bob Astromonte. He calls and he makes the catch for the out. So Jim Dixon picks up his first out working in the top of the 8th inning. And now he'll work to Joe Hicks.
Under the circumstances,
Joe is 0-for-3 in the game.
Left fielder, Joe Hicks.
Left-hand batter, batting 232. The pitch by Dixon is low, ball one. Turk Farrell, who went out of the ball game, worked 3 innings, gave up no runs, allowed only 2 hits. He was the 3rd pitcher used, Jim Dixon the 1st, after Turk Farrell. Now the next pitch, high, ball two. 2 balls and no strikes. Official announcement is that if the score does not change as far as the Mets taking the lead, that Jim Umbright will be the winning pitcher. He was the 2nd pitcher used. A line shot down to first base, dug out on one hop by Rusty Staub. He goes over to first base, makes the play unassisted. 2 men down, and the batter will be Chris Cannizzaro. Chris batting for the 2nd time, popped up to 1st his 1st time up. He replaced Choo-Choo Coleman, who was 1-for-2 in the ball game. Umbright worked 2/3 of an inning. Here's the 1st pitch to Cannizzaro, fly ball to fairly deep center field. Moving back to center fielder Ivan Morrell. He turns and makes the catch, and that retires the side. A 1-2-3 inning for Jim Dixon, and the score at the end of 7.5 innings of play, Houston 13, the New York Mets 4. In the ball game for the Mets at 3rd base, in place of Jim Hickman, is Ted Schreiber. Grover Powell on the mound, getting set to work the bottom half of the 8th inning. The Colts lead 13-4. Powell, the 4th pitcher used by manager Casey Stengel, still warming up in the bullpen, is Casey Stengel's choice, Galen Sisco. First man up will be John Pashorek, playing in right field. John has the perfect day going, and he looks at the first pitch and strike one. Pashorek has walked twice and singled twice in his debut in the major leagues. He has scored 3 runs in the ballgame. And the next pitch is low for ball one. 1 ball, 1 strike. Pitch back to him, a swing and a miss, strike two. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Should correct ourselves, Pashorek has scored 4 runs. He's been on base 4 times and scored every time. Pitch back to the plate is low, a curveball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Can't have a better debut in baseball than to be up 4 times, score 4 runs, and come off perfect at 2-for-2 with 2 walks. Next pitch, a hard ground ball off the glove of Ted Schreiber. He can't find the ball. Pashorek rounds at first base and holds there. And this one could go as a base hit. It scored a base hit. So John Pashorek has a perfect day going. He's reached first base in his first 5 appearances in the major leagues. three times on base hits, two times on walks. And with no one out in the bottom half of the eighth, the Houston Colt 45 is leading by a 13-4 score. The batter will be Johnny Bateman. And he fouls the first pitch back, strike one. Now we have a pinch hitter for Bateman. It's Dave Adlish, a pinch hitter.
Continuation at the beginning of side four.